Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 15613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Peites, Menachas 89a, pagination is 177. We are generally learning the topic of Menachas, which is the offerings of flour and oil that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned in the Mishnah that there are different measures by which your liquids, such as oil, and one of them is the chatzi lug, which is the amount that each ner of the menorah would get of oil. And we said that if you work with the numbers that a revius halug is approximately 4 ounces in our fluid ounces, so then a chatzi lug would be 8 fluid ounces just to get our bearings. So the Gemara, about 8 lines from the bottom at the 2 dots, recounts the words of the Mishnah, Shalosha omechza l'menorah, 3.5 lug for the menorah, chatzi lug l'chol ner, and you're putting in 0.5 lug into each of the 7 neros. Mino ani mili, how do you know the exact amount? The Tana Rabbanan we learned, me'erev ad boker. The menorah is lit at night, and it has to last till the morning. 10 la midasa, put in the proper amount, shetehedo lekas ve'olechas me'irev ad boker, that will indeed make it until the morning. Skipping a line, v'shiaru chachamim chatzi lug, and the chachamim figured out, they did experimentation, and they figured out that it's going to take a chatzi lug me'urta ve'ad safra to go from the night until the morning in the long winter months. Now, how did they actually go about this experimentation? They have a menorah. The menorah has known size of cups. It's molded in a certain way. How do we know how much oil needs to be put in? Ike da amri, one approach is milmaila lamata shiaru. They started with a lot of oil and they burnt it through the night to see how it goes, and they kept diminishing it. Ike da amri, and others say mimata lamaila shiaru. They went from a small amount and they kept increasing it until it would last through the night. Manda amamimata lamaila, the one that says that they went from a little to a lot, shiaru, that's the way they did the experiments. Hatora chosa amamonun shal Yisrael, the Torah has mercy on the money of the Jewish people, so they didn't want to be wasteful. Someone's paying for this oil. So they started with a little, it didn't last, and they kept increasing until the experiment was successful and they had enough oil to last. Umanda amar mimaila lamato shiaru, the one that says that they started from a lot and they kept diminishing it until they saw what would burn properly and not be in excess. The reason is, eina nios b'makam ashirus. You don't have poverty in the place of wealth, and if you test it in a way of stinginess, how little you need, it looks cheap. Taisvis wonders, why don't they do the testing in secular, in mundane, in non-hektish? And he writes, this still ein anius b'makam ashirus. We know why you're doing the calculation, and it's still cheap to work from the bottom up, and therefore you work from the top down. Rashi makes mention of a thick wick and a thin wick, that in the winter you could use a thin wick, and in the summer, shorter nights, you could use a thick wick. A brighter light uses up the oil faster. This is indeed a question that's asked regarding Hanukkah. If they only had oil for one night and they needed it to last for 8, why didn't they simply make the wicks thinner? And one of the answers is they were trying so hard to do things lechatchila that they didn't want to make it thinner than whatever was the norm. Just as they didn't want to rely on tuma hutra betzibur, that tuma becomes permitted if everyone is tame, and they could just use whatever oil they found. They wanted to do the mitzvah in the proper way, because quite frankly, the entire argument between the Chashmonaim and others was on the slippery slope of doing mitzvahs improperly, and what kind of squeezed out leniencies could you keep pushing for until such time that it resulted in assimilation. So they wanted to regain the Beis HaMikdash Behidura in its glory. Moving back to the topic of the Menachos, the Mishnah at the bottom of the page states, Ma'arvin nischei porim b'nischei elim nischei kvasim b'nichsei kvasim shal yachid b'shal tzibur. There are many of the karbanos that are able to be interchanged, they could be grouped together. We're not worried that they're going to mix themselves, because even though there's more for certain animals and less for the others, but the ratios are all the same for these karbanos. Mishum dishneyem belilasan shove, Rashi says, because the mixture is going to be the same amount, and therefore mixing them is not going to be an issue. Shel yom b'shel emesh, today's with yesterday's is all fine. Aval ein ma'arvin nischei kivasam v'nischei parim ve'elim. But you can't mix the ones from the lambs with the ones with the bulls and the rams, v'imbolulon elu b'fneyatzma v'elu b'fneyatzma. But if you mix them separately, v'nisarvu, and then they got mixed together, kisherim, that's okay, because they have different ratios. And because they have different ratios, they have to at some point have been mixed according to their ratio. Once they've been mixed correctly, so then if they get joined, that's not going to be a problem. Imad shalo bolal puzzle. But if you mixed it before they were mixed in their individual ratios to fulfill that requirement, then it would indeed be puzzle. And Rashi in Ksavyad tells us on the sixth line, Diboinon ra'ui lebila veleka, even though the mixing is not required, but it has to be fitting to be able to be mixed. And once you mixed two karbanos of different ratios together, it's no longer ra'ui lebila in its required ratio. Dechasera shel keves vishal ayol yesera, because the lamb would be in a diminished ratio and the ram is going to be in an increased, and it's not going to be the right ratios. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.